Joint Committee on Ways and Means, full committee meeting, Friday, April 30, 1999, hearing was at 8 a.m.
If we can have some order, thank you. We will call to order the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, full committee. And we are beginning this morning with House Bill 5034, Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. House Bill 5034 is a bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. House Bill 5034 retains exclusive jurisdiction to hear appeals. Retains the jurisdiction to hear appeals of the land use decisions made by state and local government entities. LUBA retains the jurisdiction to review these decisions only after an appeal is filed by a private party or a public agency. LUBA has no ability to file an appeal and has no control over the number of cases brought forward for its review. Once an appeal is filed and record completed, LUBA has a limited period of time, 77 days, in which to issue a written decision. The budget recommendations from your Natural Resources Subcommittee weigh $1,032,925 in general funds and $101,506 in other. Other funds are received primarily from the sales of the publication of LUBA opinions. The recommended total budget is 3.8% above the current public services and 5.9% less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced the amount of the general fund by $41,000 from the governor's level and identified an additional $62,000 general fund revenues from filing fees not included in the governor's recommended budget. The total budget supports 6 permanent full-time positions and adds a limited duration copy editor at one-half full-time equivalency. The subcommittee discussed the need for a copy editor position to help bring the agency's publication of opinions to a current status and to assist with the elimination of the backlog of cases. The agency was directed to report to the e-board on progress in achieving these goals and to request the continuation of the bi-community. The agency needs to report to the subcommittee, the agency reported to the subcommittee that a limited duration staff attorney position authorized for the current biennium assistance reductions in the case backlog despite turnover of 3 LUBA referee positions. Our recommendation from the National Resource Subcommittee is for approval of House Bill 5034.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions for Senator Ferrioli? Okay. Are there any comments on House Bill 5034? No comments. Quiet group this morning. Are there any objections to the passage of House Bill 5034? Okay, hearing none, will the record please reflect Representative Ross and Senator Yee are excused. House Bill 5034, having received the required majority, is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We will move now to House Bill 5043, Senator Hammond.
Yes, Madam Co-Chair and members, House Bill 5043 is the budget for the state police. The recommended budget totals $338 million, of which the general and the lottery fund support is approximately $168 million. In addition, an appropriation of approximately $515,000 is recommended to the emergency board to address a potential increase in forensic workloads. The recommended general fund and lottery fund budget is $2 million above the governor's recommended budget. The general fund increase was made primarily to enhance the department's statewide patrol enforcement presence and forensic analysis capacity. Fish and wildlife enforcement positions overall, the committee approved approximately 80 FTE increase from 97-99. I would stop here and point out that that's part of the issue of the Natural Resources Committee and the water or fish recovery program is the additional state troopers, fish and game officers that would be used for implementing that plan. So it's a combination of other agencies that are coming through and purchasing the services from the state police. The budget provides the resources necessary to maintain current services. And specifically what we did was add 100 new patrol troopers, 25 for 12 months and 75 for 6 months, in an attempt to ramp those up for the next biennium. We added 21 new forensic lab positions to address current workload level. We added 12 new information system support positions and 8 new regional dispatch positions to address increased workload in these areas. Add 6 new sex offender registration positions to bring Oregon in compliance with federal legislation. And we continued 23 fish and wildlife enforcement positions that would otherwise remain vacant due to decreases in license and tag revenue. Your subcommittee reduced the Department of Services and Supplies inflationary allowance, eliminated 9 evidence technician positions, delayed the hiring of a new human resource and information resource positions. Your subcommittee provided the department with a specific budget note directing relating to maintenance and of minimum staffing level and the implementation of cooperative policing agreements with cities and counties so that we coordinate those at the local level. Your subcommittee also directed the department to form work groups to develop a coordinated 911 emergency response system and integrated criminal justice information system and a facilities plan to train all police personnel in the most efficient manner. Madam Co-Chair and members, I think that this is a bill that certainly we can all get behind and support because it addresses a lot of the issues raised by the public to increase the staffing levels out on the freeways and highways of the state of Oregon. And this is certainly a good faith attempt by the legislature to do that, and I would urge its passage.
Thank you, Senator Hammer. Are there any questions for Senator Hammer with regards to this budget? Senator Bryant.
Just one question. What are the anticipated roll-up costs for the next biennium by the additional
Larry Neuschwander.
And
members,
if the cost
will
roll up in
the claim,
we'll
get approximately $13 million. And second question, Chair. With the additional patrol, though, there will actually be more citations, and in some extent, there's a revenue production number here. Is there any anticipation of what that revenue amount might be? Is that something that you can get?
No, they suggested that I not drive for a while.
Sure. A question came in late. I'm not had a chance to study the budget. Senator, how does this relate to the governor's budget in terms of the total amount of spending?
$2 million above in total dollars on what the governor recommended. But if you'll recall, recently, within the last couple of months, the governor recommended hiring 108 troopers. And we're fulfilling that obligation that the governor has to consider. So part of the $2 million that's in this is to meet the governor's recommended concern to add those additional troopers out in policing and patrolling.
Madam Chair, I do think that the state police perform an important role in our in the state, but I'll be a no vote on this budget because I'm opposed to any dramatic increases like this in anybody's budget until we get the K-12 budget settled.
Okay. Fisher.
Madam Chair, with all due respect to the committee and the work, I think it's worth the idea that they actually need to have more police to get built on death rate considerably from what it was. We had 232 more people. Traffic is up 54%. Speed limit is increased. People are obviously driving faster. Cars, by and large, are smaller. efforts. They provide less protection than that. And all of this is less patrol. Now, if they were out there doing their job 15, 18 years ago with 232 more, and we were having extra deaths and all the problems, they're not riding anywhere near as many tickets now as they were once. It looks to me like either somebody else is discussing that, they have the money, going to take control for the extra troopers. Either that, or somebody wasn't doing their job 18 years ago, or they found a way to be more efficient and do something with less, which indicates to me they don't need more. And under those circumstances, they provided me the same information three different times. And finally, answer the questions that I've had, which has not answered the question, only raised more about why they need these extra troopers. There's just no way that I can support this kind of a program under the circumstances of the leadership when they don't even have the goodwill of their force.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a comment, and I didn't know this before I sat on the Public Safety Committee, that a patrolman is the entry level. To first get to the department, if you talk to somebody in investigations, they're a patrolman. If you talk to somebody in Fish and Wildlife, they're a patrolman. If you talk to the fire department, they're in the fire marshal's office, they're a patrolman. The entry level is for patrol people. Forensics, of course, is all local, and it's very, very important in the system of crime and those type things. So when we look at a patrolman, many times we think of somebody on the highway, and if he is on the highway, he can do something. There is a presence, but we hope through this process, in most of the cases that we're looking at as far as the gap where those departments and people are needed, are rural areas. In my area, for instance, a state policeman does not have a backup. We do not have 24 hours. By a long ways, we cannot have. Most of these patrolmen will go to those areas where we need backups for people. I had an uncle that was shot as a state policeman, and he didn't have a backup. I think a backup is key for the safety of police officers. And I think when we look at it, we have to look at something other than somebody stopping you out on the highway or between here and Portland, because that isn't supposedly where these officers are going to go, and we are going to try and control it. So they do other things other than patrol.
Madam Chair.
With
due respect, I'm going to quote what was told us by the Roseburg Police State Police Administrative Officer there for the Roseburg organization. In 1981, when he had the extra officers, he had 42 personnel in the Roseburg office. Of that 42, 32 were road officers. Now that's a quote from the road officers. So three-fourths of the people that they had were on the road, a little over two. Now, this was quoted, a quote from his talk to the Chamber of Commerce just prior to Christmas. This was 98. They have 32 personnel. They have only 19 road officers. They've come up, three officers on, three patrolmen, as you call them, whatever they are, the administrative. And they've gone down to 19. Now, if they had shrunk evenly, they would have about seven in the office, about 22 or 23, 24 on the road. That's the opposite of that. And so they're certainly not having any trouble allowing people to do other things other than be on road right now. And if they had been following that same formula that they had before, where they had three-quarters of their people out on the road, then I would say we have a problem. They've gone just overloaded in administrative, and have kept up certainly with the administrative process. But a lot of their problem was back up in the rural area, in my district too. long way out from nowhere. And I just fail to have much sympathy for an organization that's gone that route.
Further comments? Representative
Well, I agree with Senator Timms, and typically with a budget in this process, as I spoke to last week on the higher ed budget, that goes over the governor's recommended budget, I am going to vote no. But this one is different for me because I am aware, just as Senator Timms said, that these troopers, particularly in rural parts of Oregon, are the only contact that people have to public safety. This isn't an issue of, you know, how much tuition is going to be, how many teachers are there in a, per student. This is an issue, in my opinion, of the difference sometimes between life and death. And these troopers are often the first human contact people in trouble have. And I am going to, although I have reservations, as I said last week, about crafting a budget piecemeal without looking at the whole picture, I feel obligated for Oregonians in rural Oregon to support this budget.
Thank you, Representative. Representative
Wessler? Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Yeah, I'd like to address some of Senator Fisher's comments directly and specifically, and the last thing I want to do is intervene in what was obviously a fairly high-profile labor management issue during this interim between some of the line troopers and the superintendent's office. One of the things we did specifically in this budget was guarantee that the troopers would go on the road. I say that not only for Senator Fisher, but for all the members of the committee. And the way we did that, not only the troopers, but also the game enforcement officers. And as you'll notice, there are 23 authorized positions in this budget, nine of which were filled, or nine of which were currently filled positions, and we went ahead and filled the additional 14. So there are functionally 14 new game enforcement positions that will be in the field as a result of this budget. What we did was build firewalls between the department and the officers on the road. So these, I mean, this will result in 100 black and whites going on the highways and will result in 14 new slash unfilled game enforcement officers going out into the field. And that is built into the budget. And there's no...
Thank you, Representative Minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to comment, for me, the importance of this particular budget. The officer safety, obviously, to me, is a very important issue. We went and toured the Oregon State Police headquarters, and a woman police officer talked about pulling a car over in the middle of nowhere and ended up with two felons in the car. And she had, the closest backup was Bend, Oregon. So, you know, she was able to manage the situation fine. And she, that's very concerning, though, when an officer finds himself in that position and something like that can get out of control in an instant and their life is put on the line. So I think it's imperative that this legislature steps up to the plate and make sure that these officers who put their lives on the line, frankly, to keep us safe, we do everything we can do to assure their safety and doing their job. So I appreciate that this committee has had the will to step forward and make provision for this issue. And thank the co-chairs and the minister.
Any further comments on the budget?
Thank you. I just want to point my support for this budget. And one of the reasons why is because even when we add state police, we actually are helping to reduce the burden on our local level
enforcement officers right now, because of the reduced number of state patrol officers, our local county sheriffs and deputies and things, and even our municipal police forces have to, fill up the gap. And in addition to that, the forensics office that we have at the state level helps every single local and county law enforcement office, and I think it was just a very important thing, and we have funded that as well. So I would add my support to this budget.
Thank you, Senator. Alex Van Butler.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel sad that we don't have money available in this budget to assist with our local sheriffs and the other law enforcement issues, but recognize exactly what Senator Kutub has brought up, and that is when I visited with my sheriff and the sheriff in my county, the comments have been always to the value, the tremendous value of the forensic laboratories that are available to them. This is a great time savings and really acts as a multiplier of the synergistic forces that are available between the local law enforcement and these crime labs to get on the way, well on the way of resolving multiple crimes when they can get to the bottom of one crime. So I'm sorry to have lost the additional support we would like to have had seen come available to our counties and our sheriffs, but at the same token recognize that there is a substantial benefit that comes in.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to make the point that when we're talking about backup, not only for the state police, in my communities on the coast where the counties are in trouble due to lack of timber and fisheries industries, their staff is down too. In some of Curry County especially, I think the state police is only able to staff for 8 hours. And so any calls after that hour goes directly to the sheriff's department, and they don't have any backup. And so I think it needs to be a cooperative effort where they can back each other up and cover for each other if they have a major event going on. Thank you.
President Patrick.
I'd also like to say, in addition to the forensics lab and other things, there's a lot of highly specialized services that the state police can provide and do continue to provide, like arson investigation, drug teams, some of those types of things that I think that there's good public policy. I think it's important we get these sisters on the road. But we've also asked the state police to do a lot of highly specialized items that most local governments don't have the ability to be able to do, because they don't have the money and the resources to be able to do those things. We've gotten more scientific in our investigation methods. The state police are more highly trained than most municipalities, police departments, and they offer a lot of expertise in those areas. And I think it's important we put the road troopers on the road, and that is important to me. I think we created adequate firewalls, but I think we've also preserved a lot of the highly specialized services that we need to provide and need to continue to provide as a good public policy to create some long-term public safety within the state of Oregon.
Any further comments? I'd like to make some comments on this budget. First of all, I want to thank the subcommittee and subcommittee chair and my co-chair, Senator Tim. We thank you for the good work that you did on this budget. This budget was actually heard and worked on some time ago, for the most part, back in late February, early March. I know there's some concern that it appears to be more than the governor's recommended budget, but in fact, when the governor came out with his rebalance here a few weeks ago, he incorporated the ideas that had been developed in our working with the state police on their budget. So I think that most of the ideas that we incorporated in terms of getting the 100 troopers, the governor had recognized those when he did his rebalance a few weeks ago. And as has already been mentioned, the governor did testify to the desire to get more 100 more troopers on the road. So I feel that this is not that much in contradiction with what the governor should move forward with. Speaking to the 100 troopers, that was a very important issue for me personally. There is the issue of the actual officer's safety, and I think that is really critical. But we also have many areas of our state corridors where we have significant traffic problems and deaths, and one of those is in my district, Highway 99, Highway 18. And you'll notice in the budget notes on page 4 that we specifically have, the subcommittee has specifically directed the state police to assign the newly authorized troopers based on the community-based gap analysis. And this is very important for those of you that have read the community-based gap analysis. It will, in fact, help our local police officers and our local sheriffs, because we are directing the state police to put the troopers in areas where we do have some of these significant problems on our state highways, not just on our interstate. And so I would encourage people to take a look at that gap analysis, because this is not, it does help the safety of our officers to have backup, but it also is a true public safety issue to take care of some of these areas that have been underserved. It's already been mentioned how important the forensics and the other special services are to our sheriffs and our local police departments, and that's part of the budget that we were reminded by the state police. Because of workload issues, they're going to need to keep increasing forensics every biennium. So for those of you who will be here next session, don't be surprised, there will be another package for forensics next biennium as well. I would also like to speak briefly to some of the comments about the fact that we seem to be having more people in policing staying in the office and not on the road. The subcommittee also addressed that in a budget note, which is on page 3. Directing the department to schedule all of its personnel in the most efficient and cost-effective manner to maximize the use of personnel resources in service to the public and to increase enforcement presence. That has been an issue that has actually been brought up to us by the police association itself. I'm concerned over the fact that sergeants and lieutenants are not spending enough time out in the field, and I think the subcommittee recognized that and put that in the budget. So, again, I'd just like to thank the subcommittee for their work. I think they did an excellent job. I think this is a budget we can all be proud of. And Senator Hannon has moved that the budget be approved.
And, Judge, may I ask one quick question?
Sure.
The good representative from Portland indicated that the state trooper was out in the middle of nowhere and the backup was in Bend. Is that to say that Bend is in the middle of nowhere? Or...
Senator, she was on the top of San Ian Pass.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't want to go on record, but I'm against having the officers have safe, but the point is that up until now, they've been more concerned about the backup in the office than they've been on the backup on the road. Administration was real hard back. I was the only one in the Senate that stood up and said anything on the last confirmation of Mr. Howland as the head of the state patrol, and indicated at that time that there was problems in the management arena, and I'm not saying maybe there isn't problems over in the trooper arena too, but there were problems in there, and those things were not addressed, have not been addressed properly, and I'm not sure it's being addressed properly even yet, because when somebody digs a hole, it's pretty hard for them to get out of it without some help, and I'm not sure that they're getting that help right now. And that's the problem I have. Somebody's been pretty careful in the street to make sure they got the administrative staff that they need, and go out and lobby for the other staff. I'm not sure who has the worry about safety of the soul, whether it would be me or us as a group, or the people that are actually managing it, who'd be pushed comes to shove.
in my business, and I have to serve the public, I short management. I don't short people that work for the citizens and the people in my client. And that's the standpoint that I'm coming from. I'm very concerned about the state as well. I can tell you truthfully that it would not be my desire to have to do the job that they have to do at night alone out in the country and with the type of things that are happening and the type of people we've got driving around our country to stay in. And I understand that, and I have, and my sympathies lie there, but again, I just have a real hard time avoiding this management until they show something to me.
For forensics next biennium as well. I would also like to speak briefly to some of the comments about the fact that we seem to be having more people in policing staying in the office and not on the road. The subcommittee also addressed that in a budget note, which is on page 3, directing the department to schedule all of its personnel in the most efficient and cost-effective manner to maximize the use of personnel resources in service to the public and to increase enforcement presence. That has been an issue that has actually been brought up to us by the police association itself, concern over the fact that sergeants and lieutenants are not spending enough time out in the field. And I think the subcommittee recognized that and put that in the budget. So again, I'd just like to thank the subcommittee for their work. I think they did an excellent job. I think this is a budget we can all be proud of. And Senator Hannon has moved that the budget be approved.
Can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
The good representative from Portland indicated that the state trooper was out in the middle of nowhere and the backup was in Bend. Is that to say that Bend is in the middle of nowhere? Or?
Senator, she was on the top of Sandy and Beth.
All right. Yeah, okay. I don't want it to go on record, but I'm against having the officers have safety. But the point is that up until now, they've been more concerned about the backup in the office than they've been in the backup on the road. And that comes from administration. It's real much back. I was the only one in the Senate that stood up and said anything on the last confirmation of Mr. Howlander, the head of the state patrol, and indicated at that time that there was problems in the management arena. And I'm not saying maybe there isn't problems over in the Cooper arena too, but there were problems in there, and those things were not addressed, have not been addressed properly, and I'm not sure being addressed properly even yet, because when somebody digs a hole, pretty hard for them to get out of it without some help, and I'm not sure that they're getting that help right now. And that's the problem I have. Somebody's been pretty careful in the streets to make sure they got the administrative staff that they need, and then go out and lobby for the other staff. I'm not sure who has the worry about the safety of the school, whether it would be me or us as a group, or the people that are actually managing it. If you decide to push comes to shove, in my business, and I have to serve the public, I short management. I don't short people that work for the citizens and the people in my client. And that's the standpoint that I'm coming from. I'm very concerned about the state as well. I can tell you truthfully that it would not be my desire to have to do the job that they have to do at night alone and out in the country and with the type of things that are happening and the type of people we've got driving around our country to stay in. And I understand that, and I have, and my sympathies lie there, but again, I just have a real hard time avoiding this management until they show some indication that they're willing to manage the practice of these things that I have to solve. So I became officer of the strength of the county, and my county sheriff and the county people that I talk with in the counties that I represent in the case today, they get pretty good help out of forensic units and stuff like that, but they also indicate that there's some real problems when it comes to getting some operations sometimes from the state.
Thank you, Senator. Again, I'll just say again, we did the subcommittee did excellent work in addressing some of those issues. Again, I point to the budget note on page 3 and the budget note on page 4 dealing with let's get troopers on the road, let's get enforcement presence out there, and let's maximize the use of our personnel. And I really believe that Superintendent Howland has gotten the message, and I think that this is a very fine budget. I guess I will have the roll call, Mr. Simpson.
Senator Skutev.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Probe.
Aye.
Bryant.
Aye.
Arioli.
Aye.
Fisher.
No.
Metzger.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
Representative Ross.
No.
Westland.
Aye.
Heatherly.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Hader.
Aye.
Butler.
Aye.
Innes.
Aye.
Hetrich.
Aye.
And Chair.
Aye. House Bill 5043, having received the required majority, is passed to the floor with a passed recommendation. We will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is Senate Bill 5510. Senator Kemp.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, fellow Senators. Senate Bill 5510 is the budget bill for district attorneys and their deputies. This budget comes to you from the Subcommittee on Public Safety. District attorneys are locally elected officials in their respective counties. Under the Constitution, they are designated as state officers whose primary responsibility is to prosecute criminal offenses committed within their districts. They also have numerous other responsibilities. The subcommittee recommends a budget of $9,169,475 general fund. This amount funds a portion of the salary and benefits paid to 36 district attorneys, provides partial reimbursement to the counties for deputy district attorney salaries and prosecution witness fees, and pays limited administrative expenses. Generally, counties fund about 90% of the total expenses of district attorney offices. The budget is decreased 3.76% from the current service level and increased 7.21% from the 1997-99 estimated expenditures. The budget is reduced $358,716 from the governor's budget. This reduction deletes a duplicate provision for salary adjustments that were approved in the 97-99 session. The subcommittee recommends approval of $9,169,475 general funds and 36 FTEs for the district attorneys and their deputies. I move acceptance of Senate Bill 5510.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions? Senator Fisher.
With the increase in the state patrol, this obviously is going to bring a little more business to the DA. Most of the DAs have been up to their ears and above in work already and not able to do the job that they want to do lots of times, which they'll fight on some criminals and prosecution other cases, which they probably ought to do. Considering the fact that we're loading up the state patrol and increasing out where it was going to increase the cases, the budget have anything at all in it to take into consideration that the DAs are going to have a lot more situations to cover some of
this budget, Madam Chair. This budget does not take that into consideration, other than we did give them a raise in the last triennium. And, of course, we hope with the state police and the patrol people in the rural areas somewhat more, I don't think there will be a great impact in regards to this. And of course, this is a priority funding issue with counties. They're number two in the system. So possibly, maybe down the road, there could be something added, but I cannot guarantee you that right now. And it is right on the governor's budget.
Representative Patrick.
Yeah, I think Senator Fisher kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of the funding of DAs. As many of you know, I was a deputy DA prior to coming here to the legislature. I think that we as a legislature, I don't think the time is right now, but maybe during the next legislative session, have a public policy responsibility to decide whether we're going to fund DAs. They are constitutionally mandated, and their deputies are technically state employees. That's why I had to resign.
we have, you know, we have to make a public policy decision on whether we're going to fund district attorneys or not. They're the ones who are there prosecuting all the laws that we promulgate, at least in the criminal arena, on a daily basis. Unless you're Senator Bryant, most people don't like attorneys. And, you know, and it's tough to get funding for them as well. It is the county's number two priority. I think it's something we need to look at. I think we also need to look at DA salaries as we put more and more laws into effect and criminal law becomes more and more complex and the scientific proofs that have to be proven for DNA and other things become harder and harder and more used. The DAs have become a very professional group. It used to be kind of a grooming thing that you would go be a DA and then move on and go into the private sector. Now more and more attorneys are staying with that as a profession, either as a defense attorney or a prosecuting attorney. And I think we need to have quality people there. You don't want some person that Senator Hand would say that I'm wet behind the ears. You're not throwing the DA arena out there trying a murder case that has had a substantial impact on the community, and we have to embrace those salary issues. We also have to make a public policy decision as to whether we should fund DAs or make that the county responsibility. Now we kind of have a real weird hybrid. We fund the actual DAs and we give them a little bit of money for a few deputies, but I think in my county we get supplemental funding for about 3 deputy district attorneys when we have 17 on staff, and it doesn't even pay for any of their salaries in full of the supplemental. So I just offer that up, and I think it's an important public policy choice that we need to make. We've talked about this in the arena of the courts as well, what we're going to fund and what we're going to fund.
Any further questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would share the sentiments being expressed by the committee this morning. I think there are several steps that we need to continue to look at. The first would be the $358,000 for salary enhancement, specifically for DAs. We're not sure what latitude we have left in this budget, but I think it's an issue that the co-chairs and the Ways and Means process will continue to look at.
Okay. Okay, Butler.
Madam Chair, thank you, co-chair. Thank you very kindly. We talked a lot about the issue of adding the state police troopers on the road. Who's going to absorb that? The jails are full already, and the courts get packed, and where this is a high priority item, I'm still concerned. I received again a letter from one of my district attorney that indicates shortfall of staff as a result of the running out of grants that have been used to help with domestic violence and victims advocacy and those kinds of things. A shortfall of nearly $50,000 in a couple $100,000 budget. So this is an area where the counties are quite honestly in pretty big trouble, and if there's any help that we can find at some particular point, I'd certainly like to do it, but we're going to be compounding, as Representative Westland has mentioned, we're going to be compounding some of the issues coming into the courts, and we aren't going to have the staff, actually a reduction in staff in some cases to accommodate this additional work.
Any further comments? I too share some of the concerns about helping out our local partners, and I know that this is an area that I believe very strongly where we do need to help our counties more if we can. Right now we only have a small amount of money identified to help our county partners with, and they have asked us to put that money in the area of assessment taxation. We are going along with their request that's where the money should be put. I frankly would feel that this is an area that would actually be more important than the assessment and taxation area, but our county partners have chosen otherwise, and we will continue to look through the budget process to see if there's any way we can help our counties with DAs, and I do think the issue of salaries is important. These are highly trained people, and it's a tough job being a district attorney, and are continuing to lose those people to the private sector because we cannot adequately compensate our district attorneys and deputy district attorneys. So do we have any objections on the passage of Senate Bill 5510? Hearing and seeing none, Senate Bill 5510 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We will move on to Senate Bill 5528. Senator Cusa.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5528 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Marine Board. The Marine Board registers, licenses recreational boats, provides on-water law enforcement patrols through contracts with public safety agencies, and awards marine facility construction grants to local governments. The Marine Board receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other funds and federal funds. The major other funds revenue sources are registration and title fees for motorboat fuel taxes. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved a budget of $20,223,511.34 FTE. That is a 1% reduction to the governor's recommended budget and an increase of 6.5% from the 97.99 current service level. The subcommittee approved enhancements in the budget. They were to reclassify an existing computer support position and continue a limited duration accountant as a permanent position to address workload increases in the business services section. The other was to increase federal funds to reclassify two positions and increase law enforcement grants to enhance the ability to achieve more uniform levels of marine law enforcement services across the state. Also to continue the Clean Vessel Act federal grant program for boat pump-out grants and maintenance assistance, including a position to provide environmental boater education, agency oversight of the grants and technical engineering assistance, and also to increase technical assistance for local governments with the additional facilities engineer for the Sport Fish and Restoration Grant Program. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5528.
Thank you, Senator. And I need to make the committee aware of, we just this morning at our desks here received the amendments on this budget. And I should have asked, were there any objections to consideration of the budget since we just today received the amendment? Okay, hearing none, we will continue on. Are there any questions for Senator Cusa?
Madam Chair, sure that these amendments can be put into the budget.
They were adopted by the subcommittee, but we simply only today received the paperwork.
Madam Chair, we did the work in committee, and all the senators doing is moving the amendments that we approved in committee, the numbers, the reductions by all votes.
Okay. Are there any, there's no comments on this budget? Are there
the budget we have before us accurately reflects what was in the amendment.
Correct. Yes. It's just been a slow getting the printed version from the council. Okay.
Yes,
if there are no comments, are there any objections to the passage of Senate Bill 5528? Hearing none, Senate Bill 5528 is passed to the floor. Oh, and please show Representative Patridge excuse and Senator Bryan excuse. Senate Bill 5528 is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Okay, that finishes our business. I want to thank all the subcommittees for doing an excellent job.
Transportation Economic Development Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment.
Very good. Actually, there was one other announcement I was supposed to make, and you reminded me, Senator Hannon. The General Government Sub will not be meeting this afternoon at 1 p.m. Representative Butler asked me to make that announcement. Okay, any other business? Nope. We are adjourned.